The priest removed from his post at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Sitka has left for evaluation at a location in the Lower 48. Father Edmund Peniston resigned the pastorship of St. Gregory shortly after he was suspended by Bishop Edward Burns, leader of the Juneau Diocese, which oversees the Sitka Parish. The move came after church leaders received notice that pornographic material might have been accessed on parish computers. KCAW's Ed Ronco spoke with Bishop Burns, who says the diocese is working to be as proactive as possible in handling what happened and as open as possible about what is known.
Juneau Diocese Bishop Edward Burns made two trips to Sitka to conduct weekend masses and talk to parishioners at St. Gregory Catholic Church about the removal of their pastor.
It was important for me to be present to the people here. It's important for me to share with them where we are and why it is that their pastor was suspended. To be pastorally present to them is also a chance to describe for them what we know.
Father Edmund Peniston was suspended from public ministry on November 14th after a software program installed at St. Gregory alerted diocese leaders that pornographic websites might have been accessed from parish computers. Those computers were turned over to police. As of Friday afternoon, the diocese was awaiting the results of an investigation. No charges have been filed. Burns says the priest is headed to a facility in the lower 48 states for evaluation and assessment.
We want to see whether or not he or any other priest has the capacity to live out a life of priesthood. You're right. It takes a discipline, and there's high expectations in priesthood. And yet we recognize, too, that Christ even called, plain, ordinary men.
Throughout the investigation of Peniston, the diocese has spent a lot of time talking to parishioners and to local media. Burns held four town hall meetings, two in Sitka, one in Ketchikan, and one in Juneau. He says in a situation like this, openness can only help.
Our priests are public ministers. And as public ministers, when there's a moment, a very sad moment, in which you suspend a priest, it raises a lot of questions in people's minds. In order for us to dispel and to answer some of those questions, and also for us to demonstrate the way we have responded is appropriate and responsible, it's important for us to be open. It's our goal to be transparent in all this. And through it all, we recognize the humanness and the frailty of every member in this church. It takes a community to stay strong. And so in order to maintain that strength, it's important for us to be informed. And so it's important for us to bind together. And the openness is just a part of it.
The Ketchikan meeting took place at Holy Name Parish. Peniston was assigned there for the 8 years prior to his arrival at St. Gregory in Sitka. Burns says the diocese is discussing with police whether investigation needs to occur at Holy Name.
The response is we need to take this one step at a time, and so that's how we're proceeding.
The Advent and Christmas season masses at St. Gregory will be led by Father Peter Gorgeous, the church's retired priest in residence. With a Catholic population of about 10,000, the Diocese of Juneau is one of the smallest in the nation, and its priests work very closely together, Burns said. It will be up to Bishop Burns to figure out what to do about a new pastor at Sitka's only Catholic church. In the meantime, he's focusing on caring for the old one.
He's still my brother, and to be attentive to him is important.
This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.